ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A team of international researchers, including from Australia, has discovered that there are more cybercrime hotspots across the world than was first thought. The finding comes as the team established the first cybersecurity index, assessing the types of threats from right across the globe. Russia was by far the country that presented the most threats, with the highest technical prowess. By contrast, Australia ranked 34 of 97 nations found to be a hotspot. Dr. Miranda Bruce is from the University of New South Wales in Canberra and is part of the international research team and joins me now. Dr. Bruce, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
This team has found more cybercrime hotspots than expected. How do you define what a hotspot is?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this gets at sort of the whole purpose of the survey. So the World Cybercrime Index, what it does is it identifies the key cybercrime hotspots by measuring the significance of the cybercrime that's produced in different countries, which we measure by measuring the impact of the cybercrimes produced there and the skills of the cybercriminals who commit these crimes in those countries. And we collected that data by sending out a survey to 92 of the world's leading experts in cybercrime intelligence and investigations and ask for their input.
What sort of picture does it paint of Australia, Miranda?
So it's an interesting picture. So Australia, it comes in, as you mentioned, it comes in at 34th. And the scores, so like I said, we measure the impact, professionalism, and technical skill of the cybercriminals who work in different countries. And relatively, the impact of the cybercrimes that Australia produces is higher than the professionalism or the technical skill of the cybercriminals who work here. And so that paints a little bit of a picture of the kinds of cybercrime that's happening here. It's likely to be lower skill type cybercrime, but it's certainly happening at a higher rate than maybe we would have expected, because it's really widely reported that Australia is a very common victim of cybercrime. But part of the purpose of the index is to show where the cyber criminals actually are, which until now has been very much a blind spot in the international research. So it's great to see, it's great to know a bit more about Australia and what's actually happening here.
It's a really interesting point of difference, isn't it? We've had the measures or estimates of how many people are being hit and how hard they're being hit by cybercrime, but our capabilities as a nation that produces cybercrime, it's interesting to see where we sit globally.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it really has been a blind spot in international research. The thing about the information that we're collecting here is that all of this data about where cybercriminals are, the experts in this area have known about this for a really long time, but they haven't had all of this data in one single place. International anti-cybercrime measures and task forces, they all work together really well, but they don't, and they share information when they're working together, but then they don't keep that information, they don't collate it, and they also don't share it publicly for good reasons. So what we did is we decided that we really needed to get that information out into the world so that we can all see the cybercrime landscape much more clearly.
One of the rankings on this list, which is quite interesting, is that Ukraine ranked number 2 on the index for cybercrime. Can you tell me what's happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. Importantly, the data that we collected for the index, we collected this in 2021. So it was before the war in Ukraine officially started in 2022. So this data, it reflects historical trends. It reflects the specific cultural history of all of the different countries that were nominated throughout the index. So I can't say anything specific about Ukraine right now, because that's what the next paper is on, not just Ukraine, but why all the countries that ended up in the index, why they might have gotten the scores that they got, and what kind of national characteristics we might look at to figure out why these countries are appearing here. But I can say that every country that appears on here, they've all got their own specific histories, and cybercrime is a part of their histories. And that's something that we'll be investigating in our future research.
It sounds like from what you're saying when you're painting the picture earlier of Australia, even though some of the tech was lower, it was quite lucrative. So in a strange way, our cyber criminals are not top of the world, but they're still making a lot of money from what you're saying.
Yes, it's quite likely that they're making quite a lot of money, especially for the lower skill cybercrime that people can commit. They are typically ones where they can send out a lot of attacks. And not all of them have to succeed, but if a few of them do, that's all they need, because the kinds of rewards that they can get from those types of attack can potentially be quite high. The really big heists that require a lot of organization, really good technical skills, all of those types of crimes, they require a lot of effort and they will have a big payoff if they work, but they have to work. So if you're looking to just make some money on the side, or maybe this is your main gig. But if you're really just trying to make money sustainably and reliably, you're going to go for the much easier cyber crimes because you're much more likely to make some money that way.
Dr. Miranda Bruce, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sally.
That's Dr. Miranda Bruce there, part of the research team looking at the Global Cybercrime Index from the University of New South Wales in Canberra.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.